So with that thought in mind and no further ado, excuse me, let's wrap up Crunch Time on a Thursday. How? With the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's another March Madness lightning round. Okay, it's also an opening day lightning round. I don't know about you, but I'm Portland bound. Is Virginia going down? It's a lightning round.
It's all baseball today. Not even a little bit about the NCAA tournament. It's all baseball.
You know you're insane, right?
I agree. The NL Central is arguably the best division in baseball. The Brewers were the best team in the NL last year. It took them game 163 to win the division. They've added Yasmani Grandal, one of the top five catchers in baseball. Going along in that division, the Cubs have an aging starting rotation but loaded on offense. The Cardinals won 86 games and then added one of the best first basemen in Paul Goldschmidt. Even the laughingstock Reds retooled everything on their team. They could have one of their better seasons in the 2010s. It's going to be so damn fun. What percent chance do you give the Milwaukee Brewers repeating as NL Central champions?
Ooh, man, I like St. Louis. I think the Cards are going to be there. I tell you what, I think it's an even three-way deal, 33%.
Another great division, the NL East. The Phillies are all in on Harper. The Braves are young and reckless. The Mets have one of the best three-man rotations in baseball. The Nationals might actually be better without Harper, as crazy as that sounds. And all of them are going to be beating the quadruple-A Marlins into submission. To go along with that, there's the madness of the NL Central. We talked about the Dodgers and the Rockies in the West. That's nine talented teams that could compete for the playoffs in the NL and only six spots for them. So the NL East sends over or under 2.5 teams.
I'm more suspicious of Philadelphia and the Mets and the Braves rotation, whereas I really think St. Louis, Milwaukee, and the Cubbies are all potentially 93 to 96 win teams.
Whoa. Last year, three teams won over 100 games, and two of them were in the AL East, the Yankees and Red Sox. Those two are set to go to battle yet again as two of the three best teams in baseball, the third team being the Houston Astros. They're also the third team who won 100 games. The Astros are so loaded with talent, it's almost unfair. The Red Sox are so good, they don't even want Craig Kimbrell anymore, and the Yankees have the tallest and biggest lineup, and they're pitching not all that great, but still very talented. What percent chance do you give the Yanks, Sox, and Stros winning 100 games again?
Whoa.
2019.
You know, it's so strange because the two biggest free agents that are not signed, you just mentioned the lefty Keuchel for Houston and Kimbrell for the Bo Sox. It's really strange. The odds of all three of them winning 100 again, 25%. That's a 100 wins is a lot.
Rapid fire time now because I can't fit in as many questions as I want to. Who loses the most games this year? Baltimore, Kansas City, Miami, San Francisco, or other?
Miami.
Wow, interesting. Over under half a start by Tim Tebow this year.
Under.
Oh, that's just going to be so wrong. What percent chance do you give the Giants trading away Madison Bumgarner?
Oh, that would be too sad.
It would be.
If they tank, though, I still think he's young enough. If he's healthy, I wouldn't trade him, but who the hell knows? 20%.
Over under three teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that make the playoffs this year.
Whoa. So we would need a changing of the guard. We would need upheaval in the National League Central. We would need, I still like Cleveland. I still like Houston. So what was the over-under again?
Over-under three teams.
Three.
Three new teams make the playoffs that didn't make it last year.
God, I like to say three. You should have put a half in there.
Well, I thought 3.5 is like, then you're thinking, well, then it's four teams.
I'm going to say under.
Under, okay. Who hits more home runs with their new team, Manny Machado or Bryce Harper?
Ooh. The only reason I'm going Harper is Petco's a pain in the ass to hit homers in.
Yes, it is. Mike Trout has six top two MVP finishes in his eight seasons. What percent chance do you give Trout being top two in the MVP this year?
Oof, woof, I say woof. He's going to have another fantastic season. But you never know. There could be slippage. Some guy could have one of those years. But as crazy as it sounds, I'm going to go 50-50.
Wow, that's very high. Who wins the AL Rookie of the Year? Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Eloy Jimenez of the White Sox, or other?
Other. Ooh. It's too easy.
Taking the field. The Padres are the only MLB team to have never thrown a no-hitter, and after 50 years, you've got to say they're due. What percent chance do you give the Padres of throwing a no-hitter this year? They will play the Giants a whole bunch.
So they've been in the league now 50 years, and they're 0-for, so I'm going to do the math there. 2%.
Very fair. Last one here. Joey Gallo, one of my top three favorite baseball players not on the Giants, has never hit a sacrifice fly or a sacrifice hit of any kind. He's the king of swinging out of his shoes, and he either hits the ball 5 million feet or he strikes out. Joey Gallo hits over or under 1.5 total sacrifice hits.
Sacrifice flies. Gallo playing for Texas with his 200 strikeouts per year. He does get his 500 at bats, and I'm just gonna go against tradition. And so you, it's an over under thing.
Over under.
Over.
Wow, he's gonna just infinitely
two.
Improve.
Just all of a sudden, he's gonna be Sackfly Jones. All right, that's pretty funny.